fly.
That's the third foul on Mont Marquette for Appleton East, as Raina Welch, automatic at the line, makes that one. The lead down to six.
So Appleton East has a couple of players to be watching out for in foul trouble. Now the big one, obviously being Jeswitski, but also now Mont Marquette.
Raina Welch hits both free throws. Again, it's a 5-point lead for Appleton East. They attack the hoop, down away from us. They run away from us in the second half. Memorial comes towards us as we broadcast along the baseline. Alice Sweeney at midcourt, spits a pass over to Mont Marquette, passing to the right corner to Ott. Ott tries the free throw line, then reverses it back to Mont Marquette for three from the corner. No, rebound, Schroeder gets it for Memorial. Memorial can make it a single possession deficit for the first time since late in the first half. Kling has it up top, waits to give it over to Reyes Shaw, who quarterbacks the offense. Final 8 minutes of regulation. Shaw, right wing, left-hand dribble. Back to Palmier, left wing. Now Kling has it at the left wing. Kling waiting. Switches to her left hand, drives, got double teamed, leaks through it, puts up a shot, front rim, no. Rebound, Schroeder gets it outside to Shaw. Takes the three, banks it in! Memorial down by two, 49-47, 7:20 to play in regulation. Mullins for three, it's an air ball by Mullins up top. Memorial gets the ball back, a chance to tie or take the lead.
And all of a sudden, it's Memorial right back in it now. Appleton East, they were up by 12, but Memorial has come all the way back, cut it down to a one-possession game, and have a chance now to level or even take the lead.
Palmier has it into the front court. 7:05 to go. 2-point lead for Appleton East. Memorial basketball. Winner goes to state. Palmier in the wing. Raina Welch underneath. Raina Welch off the glass, scores, and the game is tied. Raina Welch has 17. Appleton East tries to answer back. An air ball, though, from 3-point land by Ott. Memorial basketball. They could grab their first lead since midway through the first half. Hoytot, left wing. Hoytot to Palmier, high out right. Here's Shaw, right corner. Reyes Shaw, left-hand dribble, knee high. Around the arc they go. Hoytot, left wing. Couple big threes from her earlier in this half. Palmier, left wing right now. Back to Shaw in the corner. Shaw cannot drive. That 2-3 zone step. Feed a pass underneath the Schroeder. Schroeder at the block. Goes up and scores. And Memorial leads by two. Appleton East tries to answer back. On at the baseline. Back outside. Neubauer, top of the key. Overhead pass into the left corner for Erickson. Bounce feed to Neubauer underneath. Swings into the right corner. Ott for three. Off the heel, no. Rebound, Schroeder, and she got fouled by Aubrey Erickson, reaching over her shoulder. Seventh foul on Appleton East will come the other way, where Schroeder will take a 1-1. 5:59 to go. Game's not over yet. Memorial has exhausted a lot of energy to get back into this. I am dumbfounded that Brian Passion has not used a timeout for Appleton East. He's got three left. I don't know what he's holding them in his back pocket. This has been a time to use it.
Yeah, Memorial has come crawling back all the way and now have taken a lead, and still yet Brian Passion has kept those three timeouts in his back pocket.
Schroeder hits the first free throw and gets another. 3-point lead for Memorial.
I mean, you would think he would call one to figure out how to deal with the Raina Welch situation underneath.
You would think he'd want to settle down his team. They're talking to each other. These are still kids out there. Second free throw by Schroeder. Front rim leaks off the side. No. Rebound, Jazz DeWitzky. Jazz DeWitzky out there with four fouls for Appleton East. Appleton East basketball down by three and a foul in midcourt on Palmier. That'll be the team's sixth. So Memorial's already in the bonus. Appleton East will be in the bonus with their next foul.
And by the way, correction, that foul was on Raya Shaw.
Shaw wasn't around the ball. It should have been on 22, not 2.
It was an off-the-ball foul.
Ah. That's why I need your eyes, Derek. Ella Sweeney, left wing for Appleton East. Drives on through, lost the ball. Oh, they call a foul. They call a foul on Reyna Welch, saying she whacked her on the arm. That'll set up a 1-1. So heading to the line is going to be Amelia Marquette for Appleton East. No, Ella Sweeney. Ella Sweeney, 14. I saw Mont Marquette go there first, but it's Ella Sweeney.
For Appleton East in this situation, you trail by three right now. Free throws are going to be very important in this situation that you make both of these here.
She makes the first one, gets there in a second. 2-point lead for Memorial. Second free throw on the way. Got them both. It's a 1-point game. And now a timeout taken by Appleton East. So they'll use a timeout here. We'll keep it here, actually. 5:41 to go in the second half. Memorial leads Appleton East 52-51. It'll be a Memorial ball coming up here. Derek, it almost is becoming a special game here. Oh, boy.
Oh, yes. This has been a very good game throughout this time, and it's getting close to that time to make the call, but not quite yet. We still gotta wait about 40 more seconds.
No foul trouble for Memorial yet. For Appleton East, they do have foul trouble. Three on Aubrey Erickson, three on Amelia Montmarquette, and the big one is Ella Jazz Dewitsky's got four fouls. So how much does Brian Passion use her here? She's mostly a defensive player. Now, usually you'd want to keep them out in defense. When you got four, keep them out in defense, put them back in for offense. But he'll keep her out right now because he wants to get as much defense out of her as possible. She's the only Appleton East player that can really match up to the size of Reyna Welch. And even with Jazz Dewitsky out there, Reyna Welch has owned the glass in this second half.
Yeah, Reyna Welch has been on top of every single play on the glass for Memorial, and that has definitely been a huge part in them coming back and taking the lead.
All right, Memorial basketball, they lead by one. They trailed by as much as 12 early in the second half, stormed all the way back, and now trying to close out a dramatic win to go to state. Hoytot, right wing for Memorial. Palmier, left side. Not to Kling along the left sideline now. Back to Palmier, top of the key to Kling. Left wing. Hoytot, right side. Back to Shaw in the right corner. Got to Reyna Welch, triple team underneath, back outside. Hoytot, left wing. Hoytot got closed out on drives, lost the ball, got it back to Shaw, right corner for three. Front rim, no. Rebound though to Nora Kling, high off the glass, no. Reyna Welch now has it. She'll lay it up and in. Reyna Welch pushes the lead back to three. Under five to go. Derek, it's one of those games.
Oh, you bet it's one of those games at this point.
Ella Sweeney, free throw line extended, outside to Neubauer. Neubauer, overhead pass to the left side, the line to Erickson. Erickson, right-hand dribble, hesitation, drives into the lane, lays it off the glass and scores. Aubrey Erickson, up to 4 points for Appleton East. The lead down to one for Memorial. 4:30 and counting in regulation. This Appleton East team won in overtime on Thursday. Do they have more magic in them tonight? Hoytot, right wing for Memorial. To Palmier, left side, back to Hoytot, left open, right wing, 4-3, no! Rebound, Neubauer. Appleton East will go for the lead now. Throw up the floor to Mont Marquette. Leans in for contact, puts up a shot, no, as she barreled over Palmier. No foul either way. The shot's no good, and Memorial gets the ball back. They played bumper cars down there, and the officials said play on as Palmier got drilled all the way to Wausau. Kling has it at the wing for Memorial. 3:40 and counting. Memorial leads by one. Hoytot, top of the key. Right-hand dribble, knee high. Palmier to Shaw, right corner. Shaw. Reyna Welch underneath being guarded closely by Jazz Dewitsky, who's got four fouls. Memorial would love to get that ball to Reyna Welch if they can. Take advantage of Jazz Dewitsky with four fouls. Bounce feed to Shaw. Right block. She got tripped. Nope. They did call the foul. I didn't hear the whistle, but they did call the foul as Rhea Shaw got tripped. She'll go to the line shooting a 1-1 as that is the eighth foul on Appleton East. Second personal on Tori Neubauer.
Yeah, so So now you got to look at Tori Neubauer potentially. She's only at 2 in comparison to the rest of this team that's at 3 and 4 on the court.
Rhea Shaw, first free throw, front rimmed it, no. And Neubauer the rebound. Appleton East will go for the lead. 3-10 and bleeding in regulation. Mott Marquette out in midcourt. Jazz Nowitzki at the top of the key. Jazz Nowitzki looking for somebody to flash to her. Drops it off to Erickson. Haven't heard much from Muehlmans, by the way, in this second half. Neubauer drives to the lane, scraped away from her by Reyna Welch at Memorial the Basketball. Yeah, I have not seen Muehlmans in a while, Derek. Have you?
I haven't. I think
she's on the bench,
but she's just not playing.
Shaw, left side. Skip pass. On over to Palmier. Back to Shaw. Shaw thought about the three. Into the corner to Schroeder. Schroeder. Palmier, top of the key. Left-hand dribble. They are really walling off Reyna Welch underneath. Memorial cannot get a pass to her. 2:20 to go. Memorial leads by one. Are you having fun? Oh, you're having fun, aren't you? Reyna Shaw drives. Puts up a shot. No. Reyna Welch got barreled over. No call underneath. And the ball back to Appleton East. Neubauer for three, left sideline. No, rebound caught by Nora Kling. She'll race the other way. Doesn't have the numbers, though, so she'll decelerate. Final 2 minutes. Memorial leads by one. Kling got it to Palmier, drops it to Rhea Shaw. Shaw takes a deep breath, collects herself, if you will. Maybe everybody in the building as well takes advantage of that deep breath. Rhea Shaw worked over to the sideline and got angled out of bounds. She dribbled the ball out of bounds. Ball back to Appleton East, 1:39 to go. Memorial leads by one. Both teams in the bonus. Both teams do have two timeouts to use.
And by the way, Muehlmans has checked back into the game for Appleton East.
Muehlmans got 18 points in this game. She was a big part of them building up a 12-point lead at one point. Appleton East ball. Final 90 seconds. Memorial clinging to a 1-point lead, a trip to the state tournament at stake. Ella Sweeney floats a pass underneath the Jazz Nowitzki, and she scores with the right hand. Ella Jazz Nowitzki puts Appleton East back in front, 55-54, 1:20 to go. Again, both teams have two timeouts left. Marley Ferguson up top for Memorial, and timeout's going to be taken by Memorial. We will take one more timeout as well and come back with a finish. 1:10 left to go. Appleton East leads by a point. Memorial ball in 30 seconds from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Appleton East got the game they wanted, a game in the 50s, maybe low 60s. Memorial trying, though, to figure out a way to pull it out. 1:10 left to go. Appleton East leads 55-54. Memorial ball. Memorial does have one timeout left if they get in the trouble. Both teams in the bonus. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano as well. It's one of those games. I know you're having fun. It'll be sided out on the right side by Memorial. They throw it into Shaw. Shaw dribbles knee high. Got to Hoytot. High out to the left side. Her pass stolen, however. Erickson races the other way and scores a layup, and Appleton East takes a 3-point lead. Final minute, Appleton East leads by three. Rhea Shaw to Hoytot. Back to Shaw outside. Shaw got it to Palmier. 40 seconds left to go. Hoytot, make that Palmier to Hoytot, right wing. Right corner, Palmier takes a three for the tie. Bottoms! game's tied, 57 all. 30 seconds left to go. Appleton East can hold for the last shot. As Ella Sweeney brings it across the midcourt stripe, Appleton East will use a timeout. 23 seconds left to play. Appleton East will have possession at midcourt, all tied at 57. Appleton East will go for the win here. Remember, they won on Thursday with a buzzer beater against Spash.
Yeah, this team is not unusual. It's not unusual to be in a situation where you need a buzzer beater. We saw them get the ball. Ella Sweeney took a three-pointer from pretty much no man's land, and it banged on in. So there's a Appleton East. They're in a spot that they could want. They might want to take, if they can drive through, get the two-pointer. But if they need to, this team can make threes, and they have shown it today. But it hasn't really been that way the second half, though. They've been kind of shut down in three-point land and are missing a lot of them.
Both teams are in the bonus if there's a foul. Both teams have one timeout left. Muehlmans has been the big scorer for East today. She's out there. Neubauer to side it in from the left side. Throws it to Sweeney at midcourt. Tick, 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 tick. 20, 18, 17. Sweeney trying to drive on Shaw. Got turned around at the top of the key. 13, 12. Now Sweeney again trying to drive. Shaw turned it around. 8, 7. Sweeney high out right. Neubauer top of the key. 5. Neubauer to the free throw line. 4. Puts him a shot off the glass. No. Rebound. Rado Welch. Half court heave will know nowhere, and this game is going to go to overtime. Neubauer had a chance to put Appleton East up at the very end, but it lipped out with 2 seconds left, and Memorial at Appleton East will go to overtime, tied at 57 all. They were tied at the end of 36 minutes on January 25th, needed an extra 5, well, in this case, an extra 4, and they'll do the same thing tonight, Derek. Overtime here with a trip to Green Bay at stake.
Yeah, we got bonus basketball here in this one, and all of it for a trip to the state tournament, so everything is on the line in this game.
So each team gets one more timeout, so both teams have 2 timeouts. Fouls remain the same, so both teams are already in the bonus. We play 4 minutes of basketball, and if we're still tied, we'll play another 4 minutes. So overtime basketball on this Saturday afternoon. Oh, I know you're having fun tonight. Jazz DeWiski stays out there for Appleton East with those 4 fouls. She was big in those final 4 minutes with those 4 fouls. Schroeder to take the tip for Memorial up against Neubauer for Appleton East. The opening possession will be controlled by Memorial as Schroeder wins it back to Shaw. Shaw, knee-high dribble. Schroeder on the far sideline, skip pass the near sideline to Shaw. Kling, baseline jumper, got it. Nora Kling, her first bucket since the end of the first half, and Memorial strikes first in overtime, leading 59-57. Ella Sweeney, top of the key for Appleton East. Now to Muehlmans, has it high out right. Muehlmans, knee-high dribble with the left hand, switches to the right. Cascades a pass to Neubauer at the free throw line. Takes a jump shot, rolls around the rim, and drops on through. Neubauer levels the score at 59 all here in overtime. Shaw with the basketball for Memorial. Schroeder at the sideline. Skip pass, knocked away by Neubauer, and Neubauer got fouled by Palmier. It'll be a 1-1 the other way. An ill-advised pass by Schroeder over the zone, a cross-court pass. Neubauer read it the whole way. She'll go to the line shooting a 1-1, trying to give Appleton East the lead, as that'll be the third personal on Lydia Palmier.
this is Appleton East's chance to really put themselves in the lead of this situation and put themselves in a good spot.
The front end of the one-on-one missed. Kling, can she get the rebound? Yes, she can. Dribbled it, though, out of bounds. They say it was poked out by Neubauer. Kling got it, fell down to her knees, maintained the dribble, though, because it would have been a travel, like a Harlem Globetrotter. Got back up, got bumped, and they call no foul, but they say it went out on Neubauer, and it's Memorial ball. What a play by Kling.
Yeah, we talk about it, Nora Kling plays like a senior. That's her showing it right there.
Derek, you said she won the badminton tournament as an eighth grader at South Middle School, right?
Yes, yeah, so she's not just a standout basketball player. She was a standout eighth grade badminton player.
Schroeder throws it outside here to Palmier at the wing, back to Shaw. 2:30 to go in overtime, tied at 59 all. Schroeder, left sideline to Kling at the baseline. Kling puts up a shot over a defender, jabs the whiskey, and it's good. Nora Kling puts Memorial back up 61-59. Neubauer, top of the key for Appleton East. Stops the free throw line, jump shot off the left side of the rim, no. Rebound, Rhea Shaw, who grabs that ball like a mother holding a newborn baby. She wasn't going to let anybody get it. It's Memorial basketball, last 2 minutes. Another interception though by Neubauer. They come the other way on a 2-on-1. Neubauer will take it herself, draws contact. No, wave it off, they call a travel. Neubauer lowered the shoulder, was looking for the foul on Palmier, but she took two steps, says the referee, much to the disagreement of the Appleton supporters, and no bucket. It's Memorial ball. They lead by two. 1:45 to go and counting.
This went from being a potential three-point play for Appleton to take the lead to Memorial the basketball.
Raina Welch hands it to Kling at the block. Her shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Kling. And it'll be Appleton East ball. 1:35 left to go. Memorial leads by two. Appleton East ball. Both teams still have two timeouts to use here in overtime. Appleton East will walk it up the floor. Here's Ella Sweeney. Jazz Witz get the free throw line. Mott Marquette now has it right side of the line. Pass underneath the Neubauer, swings it to Muehlman's left corner for the go-ahead three. No, is it's too strong. And the opposite side rebound to Rhea Shaw. Up the floor to Palmier, across the midcourt stripe. Back to Shaw. They've extended that zone as Appleton's trying to get the turnover again. Kling has it along the left sideline, knocked out of her hands by Neubauer. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Memorial with 1:01 to go in overtime. Memorial leading by two.
And if Memorial could take a two-possession game right now, it would be absolutely huge for them.
If anybody gets trapped here, they can call timeout. Raina Welch at the free throw line. Outside to Rhea Shaw. She'll dribble it. 48 to go, 47. Back to Raina Welch. Underneath, hands it off to Nora Kling as everybody had collapsed on Raina Welch. And Kling will score. 4-point lead for Memorial, 35 to go. Spinning move by Muehlman's in the lane, and Muehlman's answers back for Appleton East. It brings the lead down to two, and a timeout taken by Appleton East. So Muehlman's the bucket, 32 seconds left to go. It'll be Memorial ball. Memorial leads by two. Now, Derek, the question is, how long does Appleton East wait until they foul? Because there's no shot clock, but they've also been prone to force the turnover. So many things. How aggressive is Memorial? How much do they try to play keep away? How long does Appleton East wait to foul?
Yeah, those are all very good questions in this situation. Does Memorial try to play aggressive and risk the chance that Appleton East gets one of those steals and runs the other way with a chance to score? Or do they play passively, try to play keep away, and keep the ball away from Appleton East as long as possible?
32 seconds left. Memorial does have two timeouts left. So if anybody gets in the trouble, you can call that timeout. 32 seconds left to play. Memorial ball, they lead by two. 32 seconds separate the old A's from going to the state tournament next weekend. No full court pressure from Appleton East. So that allows Reyes Shaw to walk that ball across the midcourt stripe, 27-26. Palmier then got fouled as they got the pass to Palmier, and she's fouled. That's the ninth foul, the last of the one-and-ones here. So Palmier to the line, a chance to expand the lead.
And that, by the way, is the fourth foul on Amelia Montmarquette now for Appleton East. So she'll stay out there.
All right, Palmier at the line, left-handed shooter. Bounced the ball three times. Rainbows it towards the hoop. No good. Rebound, Raina Welch, and she's fouled. Or no, yeah. They get the foul. No. They got the foul on Raina Welch. So we'll come the other way. No. The officials don't know who the foul was on. One official was thinking it was going to be on Raina Welch going over the back. The other thought it was on Appleton East, and it's going to be on Appleton East. It's going to be on Sweeney, her second, and Raina Welch will go to the line. This will be two free throws, with that being the 10th foul.
And now, with Raina Welch, she's been pretty much automatic at the line today. Can she make both?
Free throw, no good. That's the 10th. That's two, guys. She missed the first one, and everybody jumped into the lane. That's a bad job by the official, not reminding everybody there. That's a bad job by the baseline official there. Now she missed that free throw, though. It's still just a two-point game with 23 seconds left. Second free throw, missed that one. And rebound to Appleton East. Appleton East down by two. They've got the ball, 18 seconds, 17, 16. Ella Sweeney drives. Fouled on the deck. She'll go to the line with 15 seconds left. A one-and-one situation. So Memorial had three free throws. Three. Missed all three of them there moments ago. And that's why Ella Sweeney goes to the line. A chance to tie the game for Appleton East with 15 seconds left. Here comes the front end of the one-and-one. The first free throw good. If she makes the second, the game is tied. Does she make it and tie it? On its way, we're tied. All tied, 63 all, 15 seconds left. Memorial will go for the win now. Reyes Shaw across the midcourt stripe. Got it to Palmier, back to Shaw. 7-6, Shaw dribbles around. Shaw, Torino wants the free throw line. She's gonna shoot it here. 1 second, at the buzzer, no good off the glass. And the game will go to double overtime. Memorial had two timeouts left. Brandon Fanning elected just to roll with it, not drop a play. They did not get the best of shots away. And despite having a chance to salt it away in overtime, Memorial's not able to do it. And we will go to a second overtime, tied at 63 all. Back right after this with the second overtime. From 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
And welcome back. We're going into double overtime here, so for add more bonus basketball to the bonus basketball. Both teams side tied at 63 apiece as Memorial had a chance to salt it away at the end with some free throws. They missed three in a row, and Appleton East went back the other way and got this game back level at 63 all.
Appleton East has two players in foul trouble. Mott Marquette and Jazz DeWiski both have four. Memorial's got Rhea Shaw with three and Lydia Palmier with three. Both teams are in the double bonus now. Two free throws the rest of the way regardless. Again, winner goes to Green Bay next week. In and of itself, not much of a reward, but you still want to go to state. Again, Memorial will keep dribbling towards us. Appleton East away from us as we come to you from the court side here in Marshfield. Oh, it's one of those games and then some. The opening tap in the second half controlled by Appleton East, so they get the opening kick of the can in the second overtime. Muhlman's free throw line, throws up a shot off the glass, Nene. Rebound, Reno Welch. Up the floor to Shaw. Shaw decelerates at the right wing for Memorial. Memorial had the best shot there in that first overtime to win, couldn't do it. Can they do it in the second overtime? Nora Kling works underneath, too strong off the glass, gets her own rebound, puts it up again, Nene, but Nora Kling to the line. Kling had 7 points in the first half, nothing in the second half, then had six in the first overtime.
Yeah, she came alive right back there in the second half, the first overtime session. Able to get herself onto the scoreboard going.
By the way, that foul was on Ella Jazdowitzki. That is her fifth, so she is done. Nora Kling to the line, shooting two, trying to put Memorial up first in this second overtime. The righty's first free throw, rainbows on in. Spins the ball in her hands, one dribble, two, three, four. Now towards the hoop. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound to Sweeney for Appleton East. 1 point lead for Memorial. Appleton East ball, 3:20 to play in the second overtime. Sweeney dribbles off to her left side. Cuts towards the hoop, off the glass. No, rebound Newbar, scraped out of her hands. Whistle, however. Oh, they say it went out of bounds along the baseline and it will go back to Appleton East. Swan to throw it in. Underneath the hoop. Floats it in to Sweeney. Baseline right. Outside to Erickson for three. That's off the mark. Rebound to Nora Kling, who clears it out herself, running ahead to midcourt. 3 minutes left in overtime. The second overtime. Memorial leads by one. I'm running out of a voice, Derek.
Well, don't worry. I'm here to take over if you need me to.
If we go to three overtimes, we might need it. Rhea Shaw, right wing for Memorial. To Schroeder, right sideline. Schroeder, Swan, all over her like a all over her like a poorly fitted suit. Denora Kling, left wing. This Appleton zone has extended out beyond the arc right now. They are all over these old A players as though they are a full-on body deodorant, like a cell phone case. 2:15 to play in overtime. Still a 1 point lead for Memorial, and they've got the ball. If anything else, they're milking time off the clock right now. Palmier runs into trouble at the free throw line, then got fouled. Nearly forced the turnover, but then the foul is called. And Palmier to the line, shooting two as everything is two free throws the rest of the way.
That foul is actually going to be on Marquette for Appleton East, and that's her fifth, so that's her fouled out of the game.
So Palmier to the line, shooting two.
So that's now two foul outs for Appleton East right now. Jadzwitski and Mont Marquette.
First free throw, horseshoes around and spits out no, and Palmier puts both her hands to her forehead.
That one's just unlucky for Palmier. It swings around and just does not fall down. It falls out.
Second free throw from the lefty. That is good. 2 point lead for Memorial. 65-63. Appleton East ball, final 2 minutes of the second overtime. Sweeney high out left for Appleton East. Takes a high screen, working to her right, gets around. Kling drives, but fouled by Kling, and Sweeney to the line, shooting two. This is the first real back-and-forth game Memorial's been in all year. Even that matchup in January that went to overtime against Appleton East was not like this. Memorial, though, has held their own in a game full of a lot of dramatic moments late. First free throw by Sweeney is good, 65-64. Sweeney, the sophomore now, will try to tie it. That foul, by the way, on Kling, her third, so she's in a bit of foul trouble. As Sweeney makes both free throws, the game is tied at 65 all. 150 and bleeding in the second overtime. Memorial attacking the hoop right in front of us. Shaw out in midcourt, plays catch with Palmier, who goes back to Shaw. Palmier, left wing. Schroeder, sideline, goes to Kling, off her hands, however, and stolen away by Appleton East. So Appleton East could regain the lead. 120 to go in the second overtime, tied at 65 all. Sweeney dribbles on top of the center court logo. Dribbles the free throw line, throws it around, back up top to Swan. Swan working her way underneath on Palmier, lays it up and in. Ava Swan gives Appleton East the 67-65 lead. 1 minute left in the second overtime. Shaw high out right for Memorial to Schroeder in the right corner. Schroeder to Palmier, left wing. Palmier nowhere to go. 45 left in the second overtime. Memorial ball down by two. Kling at the wing, knee-high dribble. Dribbles the free throw line, and she traveled. She tried to dribble through two defenders. She traveled. It's Appleton East ball with 36 seconds left. Appleton East leads by two.
This is where Appleton East needs to take advantage now. Try to put Memorial down by two possessions if they can, and most likely will be pretty much over for Memorial if they can pull it off.
Full court press by Memorial. Neubauer in the backcourt. Schroeder guarding her. Neubauer, though, will race up the floor. 30 seconds left to go. Got to Erickson, left wing. 25 left to go. She gets double teamed, and before any trouble happens, Brian Passion will use a timeout for Appleton East. 23 seconds left in the second overtime. Appleton East leads 67-65. Oh boy, so now if you're Memorial, you want to try to, Appleton East has been hitting their free throws. Memorial didn't. That's what cost him in that first overtime. The two players you most definitely do not want to send to the line, though, if you can avoid it, are Neubauer, who hits nearly 90% of her free throws, and Ella Sweeney, who has proven to be unfazed.
Yeah, those two are going to be your worst picks possibly to send to the line right now, especially being down by two. There's 23 seconds left, so the question will be, do they foul instantly or do they try to wait until the ball gets to someone that isn't either Neubauer or Sweeney?
23 seconds remaining. Both teams in the double bonus. Appleton East will side it out in the front court. Neubauer will side it out. They may try to get it right back to her, so she's the one that gets fouled. Neubauer looking, floats it in to Sweeney. Sweeney gets it to Neubauer. Neubauer outside Swan, 16 seconds left. She drops it off to the side to Jenna Ott, and Ott is fouled. So Ott will go to the line, shooting two, can make it a two-possession game with 16 seconds to play.
And it's going to be very important here that she does make these free throws, as we saw from Memorial.
First free throw, horseshoes out, though.
Game's not over yet. Memorial still got a chance.
Memorial will now use a timeout, so Memorial has two timeouts left. Appleton East has one. 16 seconds left to play. Now, even if she makes this and makes it a three-possession game, you don't have to get the three if you're Memorial. You don't have to get the three right away. We'll have to wait and see what they do and what Brandon Fanning elects here. Does look like Lydia Palmier was getting ready to check back in. You'd think Palmier and Hoytout will be out there. They're two of the better three-point threats. But nearly everybody on that roster can take a three. 67-65, Appleton East leads by two And one more free throw coming up for Jenna Ott here in a moment after she missed the last one.
And if Jenna Ott does miss this free throw, it's going to be very important that Memorial rebounds this ball and gets it. If they cannot, they'll have to foul again most likely, and that'll send Appleton East back to the line for a second attempt at it.
Appleton East is waiting at the line for Memorial to break their huddle. Memorial now does. Welsh, Schroeder, Kling, Shaw, and Palmier are out there. If she does miss it, you got to get the rebound if you're Memorial. Don't just assume that. Jenna Ott, the righty, will put it towards the hoop, and the shot is good. 3-point lead for Appleton East, 16 seconds left. Reyes Shaw up the floor. 13, 12, tick, 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 8, 7. Now you got to get the three, and before anything else happens, Brandon Fanning will use another timeout. 7.7 left to go. And in all reality, now you're setting yourself up where you're going to have to take a three to either force a third overtime or the season is over.
Yeah, and now it's going to be one three-pointer that decides their entire season at this point. The question will be, who will they have take the three-pointer? You're down three. You need a bucket right now. If you don't make it now, it's game over, season over.
Boy, Memorial in that first overtime, you thought they had it. They were up by two. But with 30 seconds left, Palmier missed the front end of a 1-1, and then Raina Welch, who got the rebound and was fouled, missed two free throws, such a rarity. They could have made it a multi-possession game, probably salted it away. They couldn't do it then. That may have been their shot. This is a Memorial team, though, that was down 12 early in the second half, stormed all the way back. All right, 7 seconds left. Schroeder to throw it in, side out in the front court. 3-point lead for Appleton East. Shaw, Palmier, Kling, and Welch out there. They get it to Shaw at midcourt. 5-4, Shaw up top, 2, Hoyt make that, Palmier for 3, off the glass, no good. And Appleton East will spill off of their bench. They will surround each other and celebrate, rightfully so, as Appleton East wins a double overtime thriller, 68-65, and a lot of tears on that Memorial side. This was an emotional game to match all emotional games. And frankly, Derek, this Memorial season was an outstanding one. They should look back very fondly at it. This one is going to sting, though.
Yeah, this one 100% is going to hurt, especially for the seniors coming so close to getting to the state tournament. Just a fall just short in double overtime is definitely going to hurt for everybody on that team.
There are a lot of wet faces on that Memorial side, and again, rightfully so. There are different ways to lose. This one is going to sting. They had it a couple of times late in regulation, and they had it in overtime as well, the first overtime, and just could not finish it off. At the same time, though, Appleton East had a 12-point lead early in the second half. It looked like Appleton East was going to run away with it. Memorial had not been in that position all season. They stormed back, had a couple of small leads in the final 5 minutes of regulation. So Memorial deserves a lot of credit. What that comeback did, Derek, is it set up more heartbreak, which is kind of a cruel twist of sports, if you will, but it's a testament to how good Memorial is.
Yeah, that just shows you this team was not afraid to come back from down big, made it all the way back, forced the overtime, even took a few leads in this game, but in the end, it's just gonna hurt even more, the fact that it had to end like this.
So Appleton East wins 68-65 in double overtime. The Memorial Old Abes go deeper into the postseason than they have in almost 20 years, but they fail to make it to the state tournament for the first time since 2001. We'll talk a little bit more in just a moment on the postgame show. A lot of these Old Abe players will be back next year. they will be hard to duplicate how much they dominated in the regular season this year, but they can still be very good. But you're going to lose a lot of seniors as well. And for those seniors, they go out on their sword today. A heck of an effort, even though it comes up a little short. We got to wrap this one up. We got to do the postgame show.
Yes, we do, in fact.
All right, Appleton East outlast Eau Claire Memorial 68-65 in double overtime. Postgame show is next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
Well, Derek, it definitely was one of those games and a lot of fun tonight, though. Unfortunately, Eau Claire Memorial comes up short in a classic. Appleton East takes down Eau Claire Memorial in double overtime, 68-65. So Brandon Fanning's team comes up one win short of going to the state tournament. Oh, boy, though, they, as I said before, they went out on their sword today.
Yeah, they battled back, played their hardest possible game. They came all the way back from 12 down, made it tied, took a few leads, ended up going into the extra session, not once but twice, and then held on there till the very end.
The hard thing for Memorial to really swallow is in the first overtime, they had a two-point lead with 30 seconds left, and they had free throws that could have salted it away. Missed three consecutive free throws.
Yeah.
That then set up Appleton East to tie it. So you think about it, Appleton East had a shot at the buzzer in regulation to win it. That whipped out. That was their first shot. Memorial got a great chance to win it in the first overtime. Didn't do it. And then, well, they didn't get a second chance to win. Appleton East buried their second chance.
Yeah, that was really what mattered. That's what's really going to hurt for this Memorial team, the fact that they were just that close. If they just make, if they make two out of those three free throws, they're for sure most likely going ahead and taking this one. Even if they make one, it would have still been better, but in the end, they just come up short at the end.
Appleton East led by Lily Muehlmans, who had 20 points in the game. Tori Neubauer finished with 16. Ella Sweeney, who hit some huge free throws late, finishes with 15. For Eau Claire Memorial, Raina Welch's high school career ends with 20 points tonight. The future, though, Nora Kling finished with 14 points. Ava Hoytot off the bench had 9 points for Eau Claire Memorial. If you want to play second guessing, you kind of wonder why was Hoytot not out there with Paul Meir for that final possession, because those are your two best three-point chances there. And something also that just Memorial never really had in groove, and I could see it all season, and when it really mattered, they couldn't deliver it, is they really did not have that final 10-second play they could run. They never looked good, and it never was going to burn them because they were never in tight situations. But whether it was that first Appleton East game or tonight, they never could get a great shot off when they had a great opportunity late in the game clock. So it is what it is. Memorial loses. Derek, final team stats.
Well, for Appleton East in this game, they shot 28% from beyond the arc. They also took 21 three-pointers in this game in total. And they also shot in total in this game 46% from the field. As for Memorial, though, they finished 15 three-point attempts, ended up making 47% of them, and shot 43% overall from the field. On the rebounding charts, it's pretty much the offensive rebounds tell you the story from this game. Memorial had 13 offensive rebounds, a lot of them coming from Raina Welch, and Appleton East had just 4.
So Memorial's season ends at 25-3. Still nothing to be ashamed of. It's going to sting. It's going to sting how this one went down for Memorial, but you hope that when they wake up in the next few days, there's still a lot to celebrate what this Memorial team did. Undefeated in the conference, dominated everybody, and even tonight, when they got their toughest challenge of the season, just kind of ran out of time when all was said and done. They were finding a different way to win this game. It wasn't their type of game. They were finding a way, just kind of ran out of time. Derek, your last thoughts tonight?
Well, Memorial, they went out with a bang in this one, played till the very end, and for these seniors, good luck to them on the rest of their journey. Some will go on to play college sports. Others have different plans in mind.
Hello, and remember, when you become an adult, to the young ladies out there, this applies to all the high school boys as well, when you become an adult, nobody's going to fact check you. Say you won the game. say you hit the buzzer beater 3. Nobody's going to fact check you, all right? Facts are only the story you concoct in your mind when you're sitting around telling people the tale of your high school days. But alas, the reality right now is Memorial season's over as they lose in double overtime. Our season not quite over. We've got one more night of high school basketball. It'll be Thursday night. We'll have a boys regional semifinal game on Thursday night. To be determined location, to be determined teams and all of that. Could be a Memorial game, could be a Regis game. We'll know more after tonight, and you can get all the details at echometownradio.com. Derek, a lot of fun doing the game with you today.
Well, it was a lot of fun to be here as well.
And Derek, by the way, won't be with us on Thursday. We'll have to talk to him again next year.
Yeah, I'll hope to be back again next year for some games as well.
Of course, you're also going to do a lot of the games for the Old Abe production.
Yep, if you're ever looking for some Memorial games to listen to, just look for me. I'll be there.
All right, that'll wrap it up for us here tonight from Marshfield High School. Again, Ochre Memorial's season in girls basketball ends in double overtime. Big thanks to Derek Montesano. Big thanks to all the folks at Civic Media as well. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
Especially serves as a gut punch when you see when they're older, you see that the camera is not first person. It is dissociated. It is seen from their backside. I think it's a very moving, emotionally well-told movie. But I understand it is a very strange movie. Like I said, a lot of technical craft is getting involved in that film, and it can be distancing for some people. For me, it was more immersive. I'm amazed it got the Best Picture nomination over the likes of Sing Sing, which is a little bit more, conventionally uplifting and interesting and kind of conventionally, emotional. So I was happy. The nomination was the win there. And I respect The Brutalist. I think it's a mammoth production that they pulled that movie off. But for a 3.5 hour long movie, I really want to feel that movie and really come away being amazed. And the back half of that movie just doesn't come together for me in a way that I really walked out satisfied. But I can't not appreciate everything that went into making that movie. It's one maybe I respect more than I really love. Well, and I think that's why it didn't win much last night, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, other than Adrian Brody and Best Score, I think Brutalist was otherwise pretty much held out.
And in a weird way, and that's a great way to put it. I respect it too. And Adrian Brody was great. I just felt like it would have had a better chance if it were a true story. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like kind of it was like, wait, now this guy's doing this. And now, I don't know. It just did not resonate with me, but it looked great. Adrian Brody was, all the actors were great. Felicity Jones was great.
I will say, I like that it's not a true story. Like, if you remember 3 years ago, there was that weird thing with Tar, the Cate Blanchett movie, where people were like, oh, is this a biopic? And everyone was like, no, this is a completely made-up character. And that's what I had with The Brutalist, where I walked out and I was like, I got to read more about this architect. And then it was like, oh, he's not a real person. Right. But I think that speaks to the writing of that movie, that he feels so real in a lot. And the story feels so tangible. I think that's maybe the most impressive thing about the movie, is that it feels like it should be based on a real person, or at least that this is a true story that actually is, for the most part, just inspired by an architect, as opposed to being truly a biography.
Right. And it's hard to argue with his win. Before we get into the awards, Matt, what did you think of the broadcast itself, the Oscars?
I thought it was a really good show.
Yeah,
I thought Conan O'Brien, this has got to be the first time in my lifetime that someone has hosted the Oscars and gotten rave reviews.
Yeah.
Normally, hosting the Oscars is the most hated job in Hollywood. You know, it's a no-win scenario. Everyone thinks you did a bad job. The room is, you know, awkward. Conan killed it. I think he did a very good job balancing, making fun of the room, making fun of himself. When it got to the why are we gathered here when the world is a mess portion of the night, I thought he delivered that really sincerely and well. I thought he did a good job of, I liked the pomp and circumstance of the show. I liked the kind of, we're going to do a 10 minute, you know, tribute to James Bond for no real reason.
What was that? That was crazy.
If Amazon didn't buy the rights to Bond and that franchise is doomed to become a shell of itself and MCU'd to death, I think I'd be more upset about that, but I appreciated it. Do you know the John Mulaney joke about making a birthday sign where it's like you start and you do a big old B and a big old I and a smaller R and you realize you're running out of room on the sign? Yeah. That's how last night's show kind of felt, where it was like in the beginning of the night, they really let people take their time and luxuriate. You got these really fun speeches and emotional moments. And then as the night got on, clearly ABC was like, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So more people started getting played off. And, you know, it seemed like things were really kind of rushing to get to the end. But I thought it was a good show. I'm sure the ratings aren't going to be great. I don't think this was a show people were like, you know, oh, I got to see what's going on here. And we have to acknowledge that, you know, these kind of shows are becoming more niche entertainment as opposed to general public entertainment.
Right.
That's fine. That is the way culture is going right now. But I thought it was a good show. And I think if the Oscars were smart, they should be like, Conan, here's a 10-year contract.
Yeah.
Keep doing this. You did great.
Let's pick up there when we come back after a very short break. Matt Miller is here helping us break down the Oscars. We'll get into some of the other awards when we come back. And then Mark Hansen is here at 7:35, the musical theater chair at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. You won't want to miss that as well. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 6 until 8 p.m. To learn more about
you're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
I'm practicing my quiet voice because Monday is my wife's birthday and she's sleeping in. One of the occupational hazards of trying to do a radio show from home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is praising the stopgap spending bill House Republicans have unveiled a week before the deadline to avert a government shutdown. The bill would increase spending on defense and veterans' health. Trump is urging all Republicans on Capitol Hill to unify and approve the measure. Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders is blasting the Trump administration. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Senator Sanders brought his Fighting Oligarchy tour to Kenosha, Wisconsin last night.
For years, I have been talking about how America has been moving toward an oligarchy. Well, we're no longer moving toward that oligarchy. Today, we are living in that oligarchy.
Sanders criticized the president and Republicans for pushing for a budget with massive tax breaks for the wealthiest while cutting Medicaid, nutrition programs, and education.
Sanders' tour has drawn large crowds, so he added more stops. President